Hey folks, Philip Lomboy here with Automated Marketing Strategies, and I wanted to talk to you today about following your gut in your business decisions, right? So I was talking with a client not too long ago, and one of the things that they were doing to get more business was to send out a flyer, okay? So just regular flyer, they had some specials on it, sent it through the mail, they did it every other month or so, and they had a database of a few thousand customers, but they're sending the flyer to maybe 1,500, okay? And one of the things that one of the owners was telling me is like, yeah, we're thinking about not really doing it anymore. I mean, it's not really costing us a whole lot, but it's it's something that just we don't think is really working for us. And I said, okay, that's fair enough, but can you share with me a little bit more about what you're doing? So again, turns out that they were sending it out every other month or so, about 1,500 people at $800 for the whole mailing, okay? Copying and all that kind of stuff and sending it out. When we dove a little bit deeper though, it turns out that the flyer got them 20 sales, okay? And average sale was around $400. Said, okay, well, how about we do a little math on this, all right? So did the math. So that was about $8,000 in gross revenues, right? So if you subtract out the $800 that it cost them to send the mailer out, then divide by the investment. That turns out to a 900% return on their mailer. And when I looked at that, I said, no, you want to keep mailing this thing out, okay? Now, their perception was they weren't getting a lot of return on it. It really wasn't meeting their expectations, really what it was, right? Send out 1,500, I only got 20 sales out of it. Well, let's take a little deeper look. And what we really want to look at is that return, right? Did you get more money back for the mailing? Now, typically with these types of things, if you can get back a one-to-one, then as long as you break even, keep on doing it until you start like losing money on it, right? But I mean, in this particular case, they made 9 times their investment back. Okay, now I challenge you to find any mutual fund, any other investment where you'd be able to get back that amount of return in just a few weeks. Okay, so that's my lesson for today. It's important to follow your gut, right? It's important to follow your intuition. But if you have data to support it, that's going to be a lot better. You're going to have a more comprehensive view to really base your final decision on, right? That's it. Hope all is well. Talk to you soon.